Amazing Grace Church London. Discipling you to become everything God called you to be. Deliverance, healing, discipleship. For all info, visit PastorVincent.com.
But let's go to Matthew 18 and let's begin to read, for the Lord has a very important message for us here today. 23. Hallelujah. Jesus, he preached about the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Jesus would teach and preach everybody about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom, nothing like earth, nothing like the world. The kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom in which there is, to which there is no end. Hallelujah. And Jesus would often in parables express the importance of the kingdom of God. And he would say something like, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto. And here he has another parable, our Lord, and says in Matthew 18, verse 23, therefore, so there's a reason, therefore the kingdom of heaven, or the translations say the kingdom of God, they're the same, is likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. That's a lot of money. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents of the local currency. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Now, this is the parable of the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God. So, Jesus said in this parable, now look what is going to happen in the kingdom of God, the opposite to what would happen in the world. So then the Lord of that servant, when he saw him, fell on his face and worshipped and begged for mercy. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. Hallelujah. The motive why Jesus preached, healed, and delivered the oppressed, it was, the Bible says, Jesus was moved by compassion. Hallelujah. I need these up more, otherwise I'll have no voice left in a half an hour. The monitors. Hallelujah. I can't hear myself. The servant fell down. So the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. 10,000 talents, 10,000 pounds, if you like. He forgave him the debt. The Lord had compassion. He was moved by compassion, and he did not anymore want this man to sell everything he had or even his family. Now, this same servant, the one who had just been forgiven 10,000 talents, this same servant went out, now that he's free, and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him only 100 pence, which owed him only a pound compared to 10,000. 100 pence. And he laid his hands on him. He grabbed him, took him by the throat, saying, pay me that what you owe me. This fellow servant fell down at his feet for the sake of 100 little pence and besought him, saying, have patience with me and I will pay thee all. And he would not, that servant that was just forgiven the 10,000 talents would not forgive this fellow servant 100 pence or a pound, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt. I forgave you 10,000 talents worth of debt. O you wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desired me. Should not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant? Is it a one-way communication? Is it a one-way street? Should not you also have compassion? Can't you be moved by compassion, said the Lord, even if I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. The Lord of this kingdom, hallelujah, he saw what wickedness was done. And the Lord delivered this servant who would not forgive the little debt after being forgiven the big debt to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you. This is the Lord speaking. And the Lord is saying now that he's finished with the parable. He said, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone. Repeat, everyone. Everyone. Because most people, they have that part blank in their Bible, and they have accept so-and-so in there. But it says everyone, amen? Amen? So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Hallelujah. Matthew 10, 32, 33, and 34 says, sorry, Matthew 6, 6, after the famous Our Father prayer, and in the Our Father prayer, where Jesus teaches us how to pray, what does the Lord incorporate? And I hear a lot of people make a repentance prayer, but somehow this line is left out. It's overseen. But Jesus taught us how to pray, amen? Jesus said, pray like this, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, hallelujah. And after that prayer, and give us daily our daily bread, forgive us our debts. There we go. As we forgive our debtors. Jesus taught us to pray, to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that we forgive our debtors, that we forgive those that have trespassed against us. Amen. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, or from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And immediately after that, the Lord teaches again on forgiveness. He emphasizes again. And he says, for if you forgive man their trespasses, their sinning, their wickedness, their mistakes against you, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But Verse 15, Matthew 6, verse 15. But if you forgive not man their trespasses, their wickedness, their mistakes, their sins against you, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. If I've got to take the word of God literally, then that means that if you have unforgiveness in your heart towards anybody, if you have not completely forgiven in the like manner Christ forgives you, you will not be forgiven of your sins. Because then the Lord will compare you to that wicked servant in Matthew chapter 18 that was forgiven all his debt, and then when it was his turn to forgive others, he wouldn't do it. And then the Lord delivers you to the tormentors. So many people are struggling in their walk with the Lord. They are missing out on blessings. They are missing out on what God has for them because they are delivered to the tormentors. And the tormentors would have the right to steal and block the blessing and the flow of God and the love of God in their lives. But if you forgive not man their trespasses, their sin against you, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. You cannot enter the kingdom of God, a holy God, if you have not forgiven all man, every person that has sinned against you. We're going to see in a minute a wonderful story of how that works. Praise the Lord. So, it begins with the Lord's Prayer, and the Lord emphasizes the importance of forgiving, being moved with compassion. If Christ says, if you want to follow me, you deny yourself, you pick up your cross, and you follow me. If you follow me, says Christ, says the Lord Jesus Christ, you must be Christ-like. You must be like Christ. And Christ-like is to forgive. Hallelujah. And not just to forgive and then remember it against them again and again. When Jesus Christ forgives you your sin, what happens to that record of how you terribly offended the Lord Jesus Christ? For the Bible says that our own righteousness is nothing but a filthy wreck before the Lord. No matter how holy and super clean and super perfect and super religious and how awesomely neat you are, Jesus says, even then, your own righteousness is as a filthy, blood-stained wreck before the Lord. Nothing in our own flesh can stand before the Holy God of Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. If we understand the holiness of God, we go to the book of Revelation, we see the 24 elders that are confronted, that are right in front of the Lord, the Lamb of God, and all that they can do is sing, holy, holy, holy. All they can do is sing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of Israel. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. Holy, holy, holy. If you are standing before a holy God, all of a sudden, nothing else matters. Hallelujah. This is better. Nothing else matters. Hallelujah. If you stand before a holy God, His holiness is so awesome, so incomprehensible. Everything about you will be exposed. And understanding His holiness, is understanding forgiveness. Not too long ago, not many years ago, there was a dead man. He was a servant of the Lord. He was a preacher. He was an evangelist. He was also having a church. He brought many to the Lord. But he died in a car crash. But his wife, being a woman of God, being a woman of faith, knew that there was an international evangelist in town in Africa. That the Lord uses and miracles follow. And he never knew anything about this, but the wife had so much faith that she took the coffin with the dead husband and some of her friends, and they brought this coffin to the crusade ground. They put it underneath the platform where they would be praising and worshiping and preaching, hallelujah, the kingdom of God. This man had only died maybe 2 days before that. Suddenly, had served the Lord. God in his, and this is all on tape, this can all be seen. This was very well recognized international evangelist who did not know anything about it, but he had it all taped and recorded. This man woke up from his dead state. He was raised back to life. And he then had the most amazing testimony. For people knew who he was, and people knew that he was a man of God who had been preaching the kingdom of God, the message of salvation and repentance to many, and many had come to salvation. But before this man died, he had, I don't know how long before, but some time before, he had a tremendous argument with his wife. And he had a quiet bitterness in his heart. He had not forgiven his wife. He was holding on to this anger. He did let the sun go down in his anger, because the Bible says, don't let the sun go down in his anger. But he let the sun go down again and again and again. The anger turned to bitterness. The bitterness is a sin that was in his heart. And when he died, the Lord appeared to him and says, you will not enter the kingdom of God because you have not forgiven your wife. My word is literal, said the Lord to him. You know my word. You preach my word. You should know better. But because you have done so much for me and brought so many into my kingdom, I am going to send you back for the sake of your wife's faith. And I will raise you in that crusade. And now all that this man can do is weep and thank God and go from place to place to place to tell his testimony. That we must take forgiveness as serious as Jesus is teaching it in the holy word of God. Hallelujah, somebody. He couldn't enter, yet he was a preacher. And ever since, this message of forgiveness has been going around the continent and around the world as it was given out in booklets and testimonies. This is a serious word, because the devil might make you think and believe that you are saved, but if you have hold anything against another person, then you are not Christ-like, then you'll stand before a holy God and he'll turn you down. If you forgive not man their trespasses, their sin, their wickedness against you, then my Father, says Jesus, will not, cannot forgive you. And if your sins are not forgiven, then you are still unsaved. It's a serious word. Because the Lord wants to edify you. Hallelujah. I've done so many ministry sessions with so many people. And every time that they cannot get breakthrough, every time that evil spirits don't want to leave, or they just, the Holy Spirit immediately gives me the word of knowledge. Ask them about forgiveness. And ashamedly, 7 out of 10 would immediately admit, oh yeah, but I've not forgiven so and so, I've not forgiven. Well, what are you doing before the throne of God? What are you doing before a holy altar? Asking God to bless you, asking God to save you. If you cannot be moved by compassion, and forgive others. That's the message of Christ. Hallelujah. It must be taken serious because bitterness is a sin. And bitterness, if there is anger on which the sun goes down, that means if there is anger that lasts for more than 24 hours, it turns to bitterness. It is a seed of bitterness that Satan, the enemy of your soul, he loves it. And he will then have a right to stir it up. And once Satan is beginning to stir up that sin of bitterness, it is very difficult to come out of it. Hallelujah. Because now you have a supernatural enemy punching inside of your heart, stirring it up, bringing to your mind everything that they have ever did. But what does Jesus do? In His grace, in His mercy, whilst we were yet sinners, He loved us. Whilst we were yet sinners, before He even knew us, before we were even born, He was on that cross, naked, shedding His blood. And even the people that were in front of Him, mocking Him, He said, Father, forgive them. Jesus Christ is whom we follow. Jesus Christ is whom we profess as our Lord, our King, and our God. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. And Jesus Christ says, don't do it. Today you make a stop to it. When Jesus Christ forgives you of your sins, is He going to keep a record? What does the Bible say? Yeah. He puts it in a special cabinet. And as soon as you sin again, He gets that out again. And I go, yep, there you go again. See, you did that and that and that as well. And in fact, 12 years ago, you did this. And I'm still angry about it. No, Jesus doesn't do that, does He? When Jesus forgives sin, He uses the blood, hallelujah, that was shed on Calvary cross. Praise God, somebody. And He wipes the slate clean for your sins never to be remembered against you. For your sins to be removed as far as the east is from the west, which is an infinity. Hallelujah. He blotteth out our sin and our transgression. It is gone forevermore. Hallelujah. When Jesus forgives, He forgets, He deletes the record. Now, that is being Christ-like. I need everybody to hear this word this morning. That is being Christ-like. Well, what is it to be like Satan? Well, to be like Satan is to keep the record of those that have sinned against you and to keep reminding yourself what they did to you and to keep sometimes reminding them what they did to you. That is being like Satan because Satan keeps a record of what you did wrong. And he uses a spirit called condemnation. I don't know if you heard about that spirit, but most Christians have. And they'll come and talk to you, and they'll come and remind you of all the bad things that you have ever done. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And he reminds you, and he wants to put you down. Every time you want to do something for God, he might say to you, well, who do you think you are? Don't you remember where you come from? Don't you remember what you did? Condemnation, making you feel guilty, declaring one guilty. Hallelujah. Jesus doesn't do that. So don't be like Satan anymore today to remember the sins of others against you. Hallelujah. Do not give bitterness and the enemy a right into your heart. Because once you do, he'll deceive you that everything carries on and that you at the same time can carry on being angry with that person. It doesn't work. Hallelujah. Jesus says, be he ready at any time. At any time, be ready. That man wasn't ready who had a wife full of faith. That man wasn't ready, was he? He died. And if the Lord didn't have mercy and didn't want to use him as a testimony because he was well known, he he would have never entered the kingdom of God. Yet he was serving God. Are you hearing this word this morning? I don't know to who the Lord is talking, but the Lord said to me, I'm going to talk to many today. Hallelujah. We are not saved if we have not forgiven all people that have sinned against us and forgotten what they have done. Deleted the record. Amen? Amen. Turn with me to Luke 15, for there is a word that God wants to sound in your heart this morning. Luke 15 is about a father that is very forgiving. This father was a certain man, verse 11, who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, verse 12 from Luke 15, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. So this one son wanted his inheritance before his father died and said, just give me half of what you have, or of that my portion is. I'll take it now and take my chances. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together, he took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous living. He was a prodigal son. He was a radical, reckless, wasting money for nothing. That is what he did. Now, when he spent it all, he arose in the land. There was a famine. A famine hit the land. There was no longer welfare. People were suffering. And he began to be in want. He began to be in need. Many of us are in need. We are in need of something. But we got to get over this one thing. Now he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country in where he was. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. That was the only job that he could still get, was to feed the swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine were eating, and no man gave unto him. So here he is in utter desperation, gotten to the stage where he had to eat the food that was given to the swine. He was degraded now to the level of a pig, eating like a pig with the pigs. But when he came to himself, hallelujah. When he came to himself, hallelujah. Amen. When soundness came back into his mind, hallelujah. And to some of you, this applies this morning. For some of you, hallelujah. You are going to come to yourself this morning, praise God. You are going to come to yourself this morning and realize before the Holy One of Israel, realize before the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah by his Hebrew name, that you need to change something, hallelujah, about the way you have been dealing with how they have offended you in the past. There is a kingdom way, hallelujah. There is a way that is like Christ. Hallelujah. There is a commandment that comes from Jesus Christ of how you ought to deal. Hallelujah. And that is to be moved with compassion as a child of God. Sister Jane went on national TV the other day and gave a testimony unto the Lord. Very powerful. And that's still on the website. So we went on the website. And there was another series that they did. Amazing Grace. Why is it so amazing? Why is amazing grace amazing? That was the topic of that week. And my wife found a clip of this one lady. Her son had been killed in a gang shoot. And this lady had to come on the TV, just like Sister Jane, and answer the question, why is amazing grace so amazing? And this is a woman in Britain. And her son had been killed very young, in his teens, by a gang, shot to death. She says, if I am going to meet the killer of my son, the first thing I am going to tell him is amazing grace. The first thing I'm going to tell him is that I have forgiven him because Christ Jesus has forgiven me. I will share the grace that Christ gave unto me with him. And that is why amazing grace is so amazing. And she broke out into this awesome hymn. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. Once I was blind, but now I see. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Hallelujah. And that is a woman as an example how she had become Christ-like. And that is an extreme example of forgiving. If this lady can be so in tune with the Holy Spirit and with the Lord Jesus Christ, and she can reach that level, hallelujah, of maturity in Christ because of her dead son, then can we be forgiveness? Can we be forgiving, hallelujah, to whatever they have done to us? Can we be like Christ? And can we forgive like Christ this morning? He came to himself. And he said, how many servants are in my father's house that have enough to spare and I'm perishing with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and I will say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. This young man realized that he had sinned against his father, God in heaven, as well as to his father on the earth. I will arise. He said, he would say to his father, I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me just as one of your hired servants. You can disown me as a son. Just employ me. He arose. He came to his father. And when he was yet afar off, his father, who obviously represents our Father who art in heaven, he had compassion. He had compassion. Hallelujah. He had compassion. I wonder this morning if you have compassion. Hallelujah. Jesus is looking at his people and say, are these the people that is moved by compassion? Are we moved by compassion? Or are we just running a religious fight, a religious race? Are we moved by compassion for those that have sinned against us? Are we moved with compassion to those that have not heard or accepted the grace of a merciful God? Jesus was preaching the gospel to sinners and to publicans, to Gentiles, to people that did not know the Lord, because he was moved with compassion. He would feel for them. Hallelujah. That is the only motive that can make you do the will of God, the compassion of a merciful God. And this father had compassion and ran and fell on his son's neck and kissed him. And the son said what he had rehearsed beforehand, that he was not worthy, that he sinned against heaven and in the sight of his father. But the father said to the servants, bring the best robe, put it on him, put a ring in his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring the fattest calf, kill it, so we can eat it and be merry, for we are going to have a feast. For this is my son that was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Hallelujah. No doubt that this would have inspired the writer of Amazing Grace, Newton, John Newton. He would have been inspired by this in the 16th century. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Hallelujah. And they began to be merry. Praise the Lord. That is the example, the biblical example of being moved with compassion and to forgive every man, every woman that has made you angry, that has made you feel bitter, that has offended you, that has wronged you. Today is the day to wipe their slate clean. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your awesome presence. I ask everybody to just close his eyes. So our brother comes and helps me minister. I'm asking everybody just to close his eyes. Everybody, I need everybody to participate. Also, the children, as much as they can, and the people there. I just want everybody to close his eyes for a moment. And if you are minding the children, just listen. Because this is a word for everybody, says the Lord. Bow your head and close your eyes. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit. As I pray unto the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. That he will show to us whether there is somebody that we have not blotted out. We have not deleted the record of their sin against us. We have not been like Jesus Christ. And based on that fact, we cannot enter a holy kingdom of an everlasting holy God. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of truth. Holy Spirit, it is the Father's will for none to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Holy Spirit, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to convict each and every one of us. Who is it, Lord, that we need to forgive the way you want to forgive us? But if we are in that situation, we surely need forgiveness. Holy Spirit, I really need everybody to participate. Holy Spirit, who is it that we need to blot out what they have done, to never remember it against them again, to never remember it against ourselves and in our own mind? Holy Spirit, show it to us now by the power of God. Help us to have the compassion. Help us to be humble enough to see the need to change. I want to ask, keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. Myself is included. I'm sitting right there with you. As if the Holy Ghost is speaking. And the Lord is saying, humble yourself and be honest. Is there somebody you haven't forgiven the way Christ wants to forgive you, deleting every record, allowing the blood of Jesus to wash it from your own mind and memory, and to never remember it against them as well. I want you to raise your hand if you are being shown by the Holy Ghost that there is somebody that you need to do that for. Humble yourself. Keep your eyes closed. Thank you for your honesty. Just raise your hand if there is somebody. I see two hands, three hands, four hands. Raise your hand. I include everybody here. This is a holy altar call. Raise your hand if there is somebody you need to forgive, like Christ wants to forgive you. He doesn't want you to be like that man who was serving God, but because of one person he did not forgive, Jesus did not grant him entrance into heaven. Those that have raised their hands, stand up quickly on your feet. Because we need to pray. Hallelujah. When you come to Jesus Christ, does it matter what you have done? So many people have come to me in ministry and said, yes, but this person raped me. And I was only a child. How can I ever forgive him or her? Or this person has done so many wicked witchcraft things against me. Or this person has really upset me and really given me depression and all sorts of troubles. This person has stolen from me. But does it matter when you come to Christ what you have done? No. Every sin can be forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter what it is. Because he wants you to just confess it to him. And then his blood will wash it away. Those of you that are standing, we're going to pray for the Lord Jesus Christ by his Holy Spirit to do a miracle. A miracle of healing in your heart, so that you from now forth have the ability to totally forgive. Total forgiveness is forgiveness as Christ wants to forgive you. Just say this prayer, only you that are standing. Lord Jesus, do a miracle in my heart. Heal me from the pain that these persons, or that this person has caused in my heart. I want to forgive because I myself want to be forgiven. So do a miracle, Lord, in my heart. I allow compassion from the Holy Spirit to enter in my heart. I confess right now my anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness towards this person. And I let this person or these persons go. I pray right now for the blood of Jesus. Wash away the memory of the pain and hurt it has caused me. In the name of Jesus, I forgive them. I totally forgive them. I will never remind them, nor myself, of what they have done. I receive the miracle And I ask for forgiveness for my own sins. And I receive that now. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Make me new again. Wash me. Cleanse me in your precious blood. Help me. Lead me to stay humble on the narrow path that leads to life. Life everlasting. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for being merciful. Help me to be like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a clap offering. That's fine. Hallelujah. Deserve the glory, Lord Jesus Christ. Take the glory, Lord Jesus Christ. Take the glory, Lord Jesus Christ.